The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some people arrived and told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with that of their sacrifices. At this, he said to them, "Do you suppose these Galileans who suffered like that were greater sinners than any other Galileans? They were not, I tell you. No, but unless you repent, you will all perish as they did. Or those 18 on whom the Tower of Siloam fell and killed them, do you suppose that they were more guilty than all the other people living in Jerusalem? They were not, I tell you. No, but unless you repent, you will all perish as they did." He told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it, but found none. He said to the man who looked after the vineyard, "Look here, for 3 years now I have been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and finding none. Cut it down. Why should it be taken up the ground?" "Sir," the man replied, "leave it one more year and give me time to dig around it and manure it. It may bear fruit next year. If not, then you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord. Praised be Jesus and Mary, now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we are all convinced that one day, with all certainty, we will all die, right? This is a scary affirmation, that one day we will die. But that's the reality, no? But sometimes we tend to forget this. We get immersed in our daily activities, in our daily preoccupations, our daily worries. We are chasing after, you know, the means of living, money and or whatever. And we tend to forget certain realities that at the end of our lives, we will surely die. And then what comes after death? What will happen to us after death? We don't think. We don't reflect often on this. So sometimes God will help us to think about these things. Sometimes He will remind us, He will send us warnings. And how does He does this in various ways. One of the ways He does this is to, you know, send a few tragedies, a few disasters. Last week, about 49 Muslims were killed in a terrorist attack in New Zealand, right? 2 days ago, 2 or 3 days ago, more than 600 people died as a result of a cyclone that hit some regions in part of Southern Africa. Okay? So, these people died. And then we hear this news and we begin to ask, did they deserve to die? Why did they die? These, no, we ask many questions. Just like today in the gospel, Pilate massacred a group of Galileans who were offering sacrifice. Pilate massacred them and mingled their blood with their sacrifices. So people came to ask Jesus, why did they die? Did they commit a great sin to have merited such a death? Because according to them, according to the mentality of the Jews, when you suffer such a terrible tragedy, a terrible death, it means that you had offended God. You have offended God. You committed a great sin. That was why you died such a violent death. That was their mentality then. So we too, we more or less ask the same questions. Does God exist? Why does He permit evils? Why does He permit tragedies? Today, No, the readings tell us there are many reasons why God permits evil. He doesn't want evil, that's one thing for sure. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to know him on this earth, to love him, serve him, so that in the next, we will be happy with him forever. But sometimes these tragedies happen for various reasons, reasons known only to God. So it will be a mistake on our part to accuse God, to put the blame on him for certain evils that occur. Life is like that. Tragedies will happen. We will all die. Some people, it will be a violent death. For others, it will be a peaceful passing away. But the question is, why? The question remains, why do these tragedies happen? The second reading helps us to discover one of those reasons, why God permits evil. There's a part that I like very much. No, it talks about, first of all, it says, I want to remind you, brothers, how our fathers were all guided by a cloud above them, how they all passed through the sea. They were all baptized into Moses in this cloud and in this sea. All of them ate the same spiritual food. They were all children of Moses. They were all Israelites, following God who was leading them in the cloud. But then what happened? Some of them failed to please God. And as a result, their corpses have littered the desert. So we are all here. We are Christians. We come to church to come and pray, to participate at Mass. But we are not all the same. Interiorly, we have our different situations, our different circumstances. There are some who actually do not please God. So sometimes God will send us certain warnings, certain tragedies in order to warn us, remind us of certain realities. Second reading continues, these things all happened as warnings for us. Not to have wicked lusts for forbidden things, just like they had. You must never complain. Some of them did, and they were killed by the destroyer. All this happened to them as a warning, and it was written down to be a lesson for us who are living at the end of the age. The man who thinks he is safe must be careful that he does not fall. So, violent death, massacres, tragedies, natural disasters, these are things of great sorrow, yes. And we pray for those who have died. But then they are warnings to us who are still alive. One day we will die, and one day we will have to appear before the judgment throne of God. Let us begin to reflect what will happen to us when we are there before God, before his presence. Are we sure of gaining eternal happiness forever? If we were to pass away from this world, if an angel were to tell us right now, prepare yourself, in a few minutes you will have to leave, how would we feel? No, I'm not saying this to scare us. No, God does not permit these things to happen to cause fear in us. But as a loving Father, he is trying to warn us, tell us to be prepared, tell us to think of those things that will come after this earth, to remind ourselves that the things of this world will pass away. They are passing things. They are good things in themselves. So friends, family, love, money, whatever, beauty, bodily gifts and talents. All these things are gifts from God. But they are given to us to help us attain heaven, to help us come to a complete knowledge of God, serve him here on earth, love him with all our hearts, so that after everything, we will be happy with him forever in the next. So Jesus told his listeners in today's gospel, unless you repent, you will all perish just as they did. So that's the message of today's gospel. And that's the message of many of the tragedies that happened. A reminder to repent. A reminder to change our way of life. Change our attitude. Change our way of thinking. And begin to pay attention to those spiritual realities, those things that await us after this life. Let us humble ourselves before our Almighty Father. Let us ask ourselves if there is any way we are holding something back from God. We may not have killed people. We may not have committed great sins. But let us ask ourselves, those little infidelities that we do, little acts of selfishness, lack of charity, our inability to forgive others, those who have offended us, bad words that we utter often, evil thoughts that we have in our minds, many things that we may have that offend God. Let us ask pardon for these things and ask Him to be merciful unto us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.